Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's not been a good 24 hours for old Malzi. It's the PM team, 93.7 The Fan. Andrew Filippone is apparently like only several rows off the court in Charlotte. And he's having fun watching Virginia and NC State do battle. As once again, the freaking TVs in this studio, because Cookie and Joe are the last two people in here, are on standard def. Craig, I can't live like this.
That is an old man move.
I cannot live like this.
Watching that in standard def, like, oh, what's the difference?
Talk for a second. This is What's on Tap, brought to you by Fatheads 15 Packs, now available in Sunshine, Daydream, and Bumbleberry. I'm dead serious. Talk a little bit. Explain something. I'm getting the remotes here, and I am changing these channels right now on the air, and I have to walk to do it.
What's on Tap is Chris changing the TVs and losing his mind that two old men are in the studio before us and have to do this. Chris also has Ed Bouchette joining him at 4:02 today to talk Steelers. He's going to be talking about the best of Ben Roethlisberger at 3 o'clock, and if it's ahead of us, and Chris is going to eat some crow. He can't even hear me right now. That's the best part about this. He's changing the channels and can't hear me. He's going to be eating crow about Le'Veon Bell, and he put his headphones on now, and we'll tell you why he's going to be eating crow on Le'Veon Bell.
I'm assuming that you spent the entire time right there while I was changing the channel. I'm assuming that you spent it talking about what a great host I am and how I've actually had a great couple of days.
Exactly. I told him you'd be eating crow on Bell.
So honestly, here's we've got a lot to do today. And I was sketching out my topics, right? And then I get the news that Le'Veon Bell's deal, not as good as it looked. And then I was doing some legwork because I just put up a Twitter poll that we're going to be revisiting later in the show. But it was a Twitter poll about Ben Roethlisberger's level of play because his contract extension should be coming down the pike. And so I started to ruminate about quarterbacks in their upper 30s and just the level of play you can expect in a very quarterback-friendly era. And I feel like now another take from yesterday, maybe yesterday's biggest take, might have to get stepped back a little. It's tough when you're a man of takes. Let me tell you something right now. When you're a man of takes and you feel that the takes are suddenly not going well, they're not aging well. They're like an avocado that hasn't been squirted with lime juice and is turning an unappealing brown.
That is a very you statement, by the way.
Yes, right. Malzi the millennial. How does he afford a home with avocado toast? If my takes were vegetables right now, they would be going rotten. Because I said yesterday, I didn't feel like it was towing the middle of the road. I didn't feel like I was taking a non-position in saying that Le'Veon Bell neither won nor lost, because so many people were jumping on board to say he lost in his little attempt to prove everybody wrong and reset the market and make history, and he was going to be a trendsetter, trailblazer, or something like that. Blazer seems more appropriate given his past. And I said, he didn't win, he didn't lose. Like, let's pump the brakes here. The man still got more guaranteed money from the Jets than the Steelers' offer had. I kept bellyaching about the way that it was being portrayed. Oh, he turned down 70 from the Steelers for 52.5 from the Jets. And I ripped people. I said, that's not honest accounting. That's dumb accounting. That's willfully ignorant accounting. Until, of course, the numbers come out today, and what it looks like he actually got from the Jets is $26 million guaranteed, which would be $7 million less than the Steelers' offer, which means he did lose. I looked at that, and I said, man, this guy, he got beat up. Manish Mehta came on with us yesterday, New York Daily News Jets beat guy. He's the authority, I think, pretty much on all things Jets. And he said that he came on at 3, which was an hour before we were able to get the official details because it wasn't Happy League New Year. Whee! Confetti! And once the actual details leaked out, I saw Manish tweet it today. He basically said the Jets beat him up on this deal. Like, it is a major win for the team in terms of how this thing is structured. And that it is a lot less money than even was reported yesterday. Yesterday, the number I kept seeing was 35. Today, the number I keep seeing, the hard and fast number that matters, is 26. And what seems to be, if you believe in rolling guarantees being just about as good as, it admittedly, as much as I like to be argumentative, I think that the rolling guarantees would have probably kicked in with the Steelers. I don't think he would have been discarded like so, you know, like trash. I think he would have seen that $33 million. The dude lost. It's hard for me to say that he didn't lose now. In fact, it's impossible for me to say that he didn't lose. He got his jersey number in guaranteed money from the Jets. That 26 that he's going to be wearing for gangrene happens to be what he's going to see, it looks like, for sure. If he ends up staying healthy and productive for 4 years, God bless him. He'll see every dime of that $52.5 million. If he's anywhere near as good as he's been so far in his career and anywhere near as healthy, the Jets will, with bells on, pay Le'Veon Bell that kind of big money. But I can't sit here today and do anything but a mea culpa and say, well, am I actually sorry for getting it wrong? No, I can just say I was wrong. I'm not sorry for being wrong. I'm just wrong. I'm still thrown off, Craig, by the fact that these TVs are on standard def. I don't know what it is. It's like living at my parents' house again. And even my dad figured it out.
Like I said, that's like an old man move. Because your parents would always say when HD was first round, like, I can't tell the difference.
Yes, correct.
Why bother? Don't change it.
And in here, this is what drives me nuts about this. So we have two pretty nice TVs. Like, one's about a 27-inch TV. The other's like one of those nice 19-inch TVs that if you were in college and it was 2003 and somebody told you you could have this, you'd be like, holy crap, it's amazing. They have a little black box around the screen. It's not even like they stretch to fit anybody.
It's very obvious it is not in high def when that happens.
I get the sense that they just like it. Do you?
Simpler times, it reminds me.
You know what it is? It's a two-digit channel to be in standard def. It's three digits. Is it worth it to not have
they
to punch that
change.
Last digit? Oh, God, it made me so mad. You know what, though? Le'Veon Bell's contract is more standard def than high def. And this guy wanted to set a new standard. And you know what else? You know what my actual takeaway is? If I were a player of transcendent ability, I would be, especially a running back. So how many transcendent running backs are there in the league? Like, whose skill sets you say are just so, you can't resist them. Even though you know the position has been devalued, these guys are worth it. Gurley, Bell, Zeke Elliott, Kareem Hunt, if he was eligible, maybe is playing like that kind of a guy. Who else?
Kamara.
Maybe Kamara. Maybe Nick Chubb is starting to look like a guy, but he's not much of a pass catcher. Joe Mixon, I mean, everyone feels icky to talk about. You don't want to discuss him in these terms because he doesn't seem like a good guy. He looks like a stud in that vein. My point is there's not that many of them. But if I were one of those handful of guys at a devalued position, I would be livid seeing what happened with Le'Veon Bell. Because unless I play for a team, like if Nick Chubb has a 1,500-yard season this year and Kareem Hunt never gets back onto the field, if I were Nick Chubb, I'd be begging to get that Todd Gurley deal. Because unless I'm on a team with a rookie quarterback contract where the team can afford to be flexible about how they hand out their dollars, I'm never going to see a big deal. Le'Veon Bell's proof positive. If he had been healthy his entire career to this point, had still never signed with the Steelers, then had sat out a year in protest, he'd probably get about the same thing. So if he had never had a drug suspension or an injury worry, I suspect the Jets would have just said, you know what, we can play hardball with you. Because you're a running back who's in your mid to late 20s. More like your later 20s. And this is what you get. The NFL will never do it because the war chest for the players isn't enough. But man, if I were a guy who was an instant impact player right out of college, I would be so jacked up at the fact that Le'Veon Bell didn't get what he wanted. Like, you saw how players reacted, even former players. When they thought he got paid yesterday, they were loving it. When Antonio Brown got paid, guys were loving it. Outside of this city, people were on the side of the player because they know it's a business. Le'Veon Bell, this was like a thing of cold water, really. If you're somebody that wants to see players get paid just in terms of the principle of the thing. He got beat the hell up. And people here, and I understand it to one degree, but then the degree of animus, I don't. Like, I never got the sense that he was some horrible human being who rubbed everyone the wrong way in that locker room, media and otherwise. In fact, I heard people say generally, like, okay things about him. People seem happy about this. When this news came out, I had people tweet me, hey, man, you were wrong previously. Now you're extremely wrong about this. Fine. Why is it? Why is there such happiness that this guy did not get what he wanted? I've got one working theory, and that's it. I got one working theory, and that's that people are mad he didn't sign the Steelers deal because they wish he was here. So now that you see it, now that you realize Le'Veon Bell ended up saying, well, I've got a punt here, basically, and I've got to take what the Jets are offering. 2 years, $26 million is the functional guarantee of his deal, according to pretty much everybody that's reporting on this. You'll get, like, other weird numbers, but it looks like it's 2 and 26. Do you wish Le'Veon Bell was still here, knowing what the terms are? If you've been laughing about him, is it because deep down you wish you still had 26 on this roster, under contract, and here to sort of shepherd in the post-AB era as still an elite offensive weapon? Because now that I see what he actually signed for, I really do. I'm having, I don't know, it wouldn't be buyer's remorse or seller's remorse. I feel worse about the fact that he's not a Pittsburgh Steeler today than I did yesterday. Because he came at an affordable price for a crap team that had a ton of room to spend, and he couldn't command much of it. You're seeing what Le'Veon Bell's deal is now. You're seeing how bad the Jets beat him up in this because they essentially were negotiating against themselves. Do you wish Le'Veon Bell was still around? Do you look at, not with sympathy at the man, not with like, oh, I'm not asking you to be, oh man, woe is him. Woe is he that only got $26 million. I'm not asking for that. But do you look at what has transpired there and say, damn, I wish he was still a Pittsburgh Steeler. I wish this guy was suiting up in black and gold at whatever the price. If it was the $33 million, so be it. Rap albums and all. Apparently his mumble rap did not go over well with the PG's music critic, Scott Mervis. Do you wish he was still here talking about freestyling about God knows what, but ready to play next year? Because I think most people do, and I think that's the genesis of the frustration. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Ryan really quick before we have to take a break here. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to say that a lot of people, I think, are mad at Bell or happy that he got, you know, not as much money as because Antonio Brown got over on us. And then for how fair we thought we were to him, I think that people are still mad about that. And in some of the comments he made that, oh, it wasn't about, you know, respect and this and that he was saying. And we didn't do nothing but worship him while he was here.
Do you wish he was still here on the Steelers?
Pardon me?
Do you still wish he was a Pittsburgh Steeler, especially now seeing what he actually got?
I don't think that we did anything to mess our relationship up. And I just think that he thought he could get more money elsewhere, and then he didn't. And we didn't want nothing to do with him. So, yeah, but I do wish he was still here, definitely.
I can respect the fact, Ryan, that you said that part of it. Oh, by the way, I'm opening up Twitter now and realizing I'm getting roasted again. Craig, it continues. It's the standard definition thing. I forgot Saquon's in the league when I said, like, who's a great all-purpose running back? Saquon got, what, $31 million, though, guaranteed, because he was a top three pick. David Johnson getting thrown in my face here. That's another running back that people say deserved to be mentioned. Fair enough. The phone number is 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Le'Veon Bell's deal, worse than we thought it was yesterday for him. 2 years, $26 million is the functional amount of guaranteed money he's getting from the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. That's not a lot of C-A-S-H, cash, 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 compared to what the Steelers were offering. Against all of that, do you feel even better about, like, dogging this guy? Are you loving Le'Veon Bell's relative misery? And I say relative because he's still $26 million richer today than he was, I don't know, 72 hours ago or whatever it is? 412-928-9370. And maybe more importantly, now that you know that he came on the relative cheap, do you wish Le'Veon Bell was a Pittsburgh Steeler? It's the PM team. It's that time of year again to fill out your brackets, and 93.7 The Fan has your chance to win a 49-inch flat-screen TV, a flat-screen TV that you can keep on standard definition if you're some of the people that work at this station, by filling out your bracket with us. Visit 93.7thefan.com to get your bracket filled out. Thanks to our sponsor, Body Armor, the official sports drink of the NCAA and March Madness. I hate admitting that I'm wrong, you might think, oh boy, there's news, you're a sports talk host. But I really do. I don't like admitting that I misjudged something or I miscalculated something, but I feel like I absolutely did in the case of Le'Veon Bell, and it was an honest mistake. When he got $35 million guaranteed as the reported number from the Jets, I thought, okay, not a big win for him, not a huge loss either the way it was presented. Now that you know that the deal functionally, and I'm going by what Manish Mehta said of the New York Daily News, who is the Jets authority, I think, and he was on with us yesterday before we knew the exact terms. You go by his 2-26, it's impossible to look at this from Le'Veon Bell's perspective and say anything but he lost. He lost about $7 million. Steelers offered him 33. It was rolling guarantees. But even I, the devil's advocate to end all devil's advocates here, I think Pony called me the Le'Veon Bell fan club president. Even I can admit he lost out. So now my question pivots to this. You see that he went through this protracted stuff with the Steelers, right? You see that he ended up taking less than the Steelers were offering. So on some level, you realize that he settled here. Do you wish he was still on this roster? Because I do now, more than ever. I thought he might make a king's ransom in free agency, and that the fact that he didn't actually makes it way, way, way worse that he's not here now. Now it feels like lost money, both for him and for the Steelers. Like, they could have allocated that money, it would have been to very good use. Because I'm not a huge James Conner believer, as most of you know. Got people in the mentions on Twitter saying, should they go after C.J. Anderson? Probably not, because I feel like that might have been a lightning in the bottle, in a bottle situation for them, for L.A. But if you had Le'Veon Bell, it would be irrelevant. James Conner would be your backup. Maybe you would have seen some of what he could do, and then you'd feel great about your two-back system there. He gives him a rest. He gets some carries. Fine. Now that I know Le'Veon Bell did not get anywhere close to what he wanted, can't claim a win here, no matter how hard he tries, it bums me out way more that he's not on the Steelers. Ralph's in Harmerville. Hey, Ralph.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yep.
I totally agree. And I was hoping, when I heard the specifics of the contract, I was hoping that the Steelers and Kevin Colbert were going to get on the phone and say, hey, you know, it's not too late. I mean, it's, you know, the 11th hour, and, you know, let's get on the phone and see if we can work something out. And, you know, it's what happened wasn't exactly the scenario that we wanted to take place, but you can still come back home. And I was hoping, like Brett Kiesel said, he was at the airport. I think he called the Steelers and said, before I go to Arizona, can I come back? And I still was like, till the time that he signed, I was still hoping that maybe they could have worked something out where he would have came back. I would have been on the phone.
And, with guys like Kiesel, it's the financial scales are a little different. But you bring up a good point, though, honestly, about sort of what ends up happening here. The actual human cost of this is that feelings, to some extent, even though I was one of the people, and I still believe this, even though everyone can say, hey, it's business, not personal, and I think for Le'Veon Bell, he did, even with some of the little trolls on Twitter, he still was way better about it, making it business, not personal. Like, hey, I'm not under contract, whatever. There still are personal feelings that get frayed, and it makes it real tough if you're Kevin Colbert and you're a proud dude, and you're Le'Veon Bell and you're a proud dude, to say, ugh, well, we all butchered this one, didn't we? Like, knowing he got what he got here, if the Steelers could have just said, hey, we'll still do this deal. The same deal we offered you, essentially. We'll mess with it a little bit on the back end, but it's still $33 million guaranteed, and he could be here. Because wasn't the conceit in all of this that he was going to have to take, if he was going to get more money, it was going to be on a crappier team? He took less money on a crappier team. It sucks. I'm sad about it. Partly because I was wrong, but partly because they'd be a lot better with him in the fold next year. Mark's on the fan. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing? There ain't no way I would take Le'Veon Bell. You know who's mad that he ain't a Pittsburgh Steeler? You know who should be mad? Le'Veon Bell should be mad. Look what they're doing for Shazier, man. Loyalty's got to count for something.
So how do you – I can't draw a parallel for – what they're doing for Ryan Shazier, who was crippled, basically,
and
on the football
field. Care of him,
I know, but that's
Le'Veon
different.
Bell turned his back. Everybody's saying
Le'Veon Bell's able-bodied right now, can play football. Like, they're taking care of Ryan Shazier partly because the story of him just working himself back is so inspirational to people. I think it's like a basic human thing to do. Le'Veon Bell's still a fungible football player.
Let me flip the coin. he blows a knee out this year, what do you think the Jets are going to do? What do you think?
What do you think the Steelers? Come on, you can't automatically say that the Steelers would have done this.
Come on, that's a class organization. I'm hearing everybody beating the Steelers.
Hold on, Mark. If they're such a class organization, and would you agree, Polamalu might be the most beloved player of the last 20 years?
Yep.
Why are things so frayed between he and the organization? He doesn't do anything with the Steelers. It's a very rankled situation.
I don't know what the ins and outs are. Did they hold him a year or two longer than they should have and paid him?
I understand that, but clearly there's some hurt feelings there. I'm just saying, this idea that they would have unilaterally, or no doubt about it, said, hey, you tore up your knee, that's okay. It's still business, man. It's still business. And if it can go sour to one degree or another with Troy Polamalu, of all people, you're going to tell me it can't go sour with anybody else? I just kind of reject that assertion that, oh, if Bell had broken his leg in half, they would have taken care of him. Rocky Blyer will be at Total Sports Enterprises at the Mall at Robinson this Saturday afternoon. Catch one of the Steelers' best players of all time signing at TSE. Visit tseshop.com for details. Baseball's got a bunch of new rules that are going to kick into effect, it looks like, in 2020. And I have the preeminent rules expert, a guy who knows baseball back and front, coming on next to break them all down and tell us what he thinks about them. You'll hear from this guy coming up next on the PM team.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!